The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And good morning and welcome to another GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning where it's still not light out yet. We have to do a little fall back and fix that, I guess. But today's topic, mistakes investors make. Yes, we all make mistakes in life and investing, and I've made mistakes investing in life too. And by identifying those mistakes, we hope to make you a better investor because we're going to tell you the solution to those mistakes. So today's topic, mistake investors make. But before we get to the topic, like we do every Sunday morning, we take a recap to the market. Now, this has been a very ugly week to recap, probably one of the worst weeks we've had in quite some time. I mean, we started off Monday with a trouncing of 950 Dow Jones points at the worst level, closed, I think, minus 650 or so. And what happened past weekend? Well, we heard that France and Germany and other places in Western Europe are closing to lockdown mode. Here, some people are locking down on their own, not have to wait for the government to do that with the infection spike. So even though we have a lot of headlines that are swirling around, of course, presidential election is one big one, the stimulus plan that got kicked down the road, unfortunately, is another big one. So many things are all happening at the same time. I actually call Monday the perfect storm. Everything, the trifecta of bad news, everything that could go wrong with the market happened on Monday. Every bad news all coming at the same time. The uncertainty about the election outcome, the virus and the spread, the infection rate increasing, I think 22 states set records, in addition to places around the world. So this virus, unfortunately, is hideous. It's now come back for at least a second or third wave, depends on how you count and who you listen to. But certainly it's right in front of our face and something we have to kind of deal with. So that was on Monday. We were hoping for a turnaround Tuesday, where you see so often after being down several days in a row. We did not get a turnaround Tuesday. In fact, we had, I think, Dow lost about 220 points, 230 points on Tuesday. Wednesday was now no picnic either. After the big drop on Monday, we bounced back a little bit on Monday. Wednesday was just cascading lower and lower throughout the day. Most of the news, again, around the virus and the impact of the virus, not only here in the U.S., but around the world. The Dow closed 950 points lower. Most of the major indexes down 3%, not pretty. Thursday, we fought our way back. Actually, at one point, the Dow was up like 300 points on Thursday. Last 15 minutes of the day, we saw some selling. So look, volatility is here. Something we always remind our listeners to take a look at the VIX, V-I-X, the volatility index, which is very quiet. There wasn't a lot of volatility up until this week. And when that starts increasing, that's when we should consider taking some risk off the table. Risk off, as they call it. Again, not cashing all your chips in. You can't time the market. You know that. Don't be silly. But, you know, taking some chips off the table when you see volatility rise so much and we don't know what's exactly next. So that was a very difficult week. Of course, next week will be the presidential election, which will be held on Tuesday. Still a lot of ballots coming in. There's some states that probably on election night are not going to be able to give us a yay or nay or who won because they're already saying they're just jammed up and so forth. So unlike other presidential elections, we're sitting at home, I guess, eating popcorn, watching it at 7 and 8 p.m. These states are Republicans or Democrats and back and forth over the years. And boom, 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 one by one. Again, as you watch the TV's cast on that night, you may notice that a number of states do not have a particular winner. So we don't know how this is going to happen. And it's very possible November 4th, we wake up, assuming we went to sleep on November 3rd, that we do not have a president-elect. That's enough electoral votes go around. That's too close, too many mail-in ballots. And remember, each state is different. Each county is different in this beautiful country of ours. And it's so very weird, though, when it comes down to election law and different states. So we're going to have a whole bunch of swirling headlines around that. And be ready for that, guys. That's definitely going to happen. But eventually, we will have a president. That's happened before. We've gone through this cycle a number of times. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, mistake investors make. And we all make mistakes, and the whole goal about this is identifying what those mistakes are for you to become a better investor. And of course, we have a lot of things that are going up. I think the number one I could say, don't get emotionally involved in your investments. That's a mistake that most people make. Look, we saw back in March of this year, it's March of 2020, where the Dow Jones went from, well, 28,000 down to 18,000, you know, about a 10 to 11,000 point drop all in 1 month. And if you got really emotional about it and you just jumped out, well, guess what? You locked in a tremendous loss, because the market did bounce back. Again, we didn't know at the time the market's going to bounce back. We didn't know at the time March 23rd was the low. We didn't know on April 9th the Fed was going to lower rates and keep rates at zero and, you know, put up facilities and other type of things. But we do know over time that panic doesn't help. So I think the number one thing we need to understand is that emotions could really hurt us. Now, if you wanted to take some chips off the table in March, and by the way, hindsight's 2020, but it's true. I mean, we didn't know really the extent of the virus. We're all reading it. We couldn't understand it. Particularly many of us were watching Andrew Cuomo's update every day. It was gruesome, the amount of deaths. It was just obviously an awful, awful period I think we all want to forget. And if you wanted to take some chips off the table incrementally with everything that's going on, I think that would make sense. But as far as wholesale changes I see people make, well, then you're trying to time the market. And the only thing you can do is mistime the market. When you think the market should go down, market's probably going up. If you think the market should be going up at a certain time, the market's going down. Look, we've had times where the strong economy and the market was weak. We've had times we had weak economies and the strong market, which we've had in this past summer. So, for instance, you know, we've had times when the market was humming along, like 2018. The economy is humming along too. And Fed Chair Powell said at that time, whoops, hey, slow on, hey, slow down. We're going to start raising rates now. And this is back in 2018. So here we had a strong economy, and the market in the fourth quarter went down 20%. Well, 19.99%, but who's counting? 20% roundup. So that's really important to know that at times you could scratch your head and say, wait a second, the economy's doing well. Look at that. Why is the market not doing well? Expectations maybe for Fed fund rates change. We are at times where this past summer, where the economy is still wobbly based on everything, especially airlines and cruises and, gosh, hotel chains and restaurant chains, all those, you know, that really impacted deeply by this pandemic. And yet the market was higher, you know, so you can't always go by what you see. Your gut instincts. But the most important part about the mistakes that people make, number one, and I'll say number two, number three, number four, the first five things that you can do as far as mistakes is check in maybe with an advisor, check in with a friend before you make some type of crazy move and sell everything at one time. But emotions always get the best of us. When it comes to investing, you somehow, not easy, somehow have to keep that aside. And by the way, if in fact you get too volatile because the markets are volatile and you don't sleep well at night and makes you upset about your money, well, maybe you're investing too aggressively to begin with. So that's something you have to kind of take into account too. You have to take into account your investment personality, your investment psychology before you endeavor some things that can change and bounce around like the markets. We'll be right back right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes that you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement. At 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Today's topic, mistake investors make and how we can correct those mistakes and become better investors. Now, you just heard our buddy Mike Bennett offer my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement, for free. Here we go, 845-371-0101. 0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes we cover investments, sometimes we cover the markets, sometimes the economics. It's all right there in 10 easy chapters. Not Your Father's Retirement. Perfect companion to what you do. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Call for your book. It could be a physical book or an ebook. Your choice. 845-371-0101. And I know you tune in. I see the ratings and people are tuning in every Sunday morning right after us. Of course, is the Casey Show. So it's a really popular morning, Sunday morning from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. trying to make you happy, healthy, and wise. It's called the Happy, Healthy, Wise Hour. Thank you, if you don't mind, Casey. So again, to get that book for free, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the early bird, that's you, the first 20 callers. I know you can do it. You can be one of the first 20 callers. 845-371-0101. Now, you're not calling Oshkosh. You're not calling some national number. We're right here in the Hudson Valley. Mahoney Asset Management, 845-371-0101. Of course, up next is the Casey Show. As I mentioned, I call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning, Monday through Friday, around 8:25, right after the traffic, on the famous Mike and Casey Show. It is a famous Mike and Casey Show. And at 5:15 on the way home, Andy Bales Show, we got you covered there. Bill Kugel is going to give you the national business news, the indexes, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, the local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. Now, we have a lot of resources on our website. If you want to check us out, MahoneyGPS.com. I'm a Fox Business contributor, so there's a lot of TV segments up on there, a lot of articles that we write, newsletters, archives, everything all right there for free. Check us out, MahoneyGPS.com. Why GPS? Well, I think for financial planning, all the books I've written, we talk about GPS. It's very much like if you're going to a wedding, you lock in where you want to go, and that's your destination. Same thing in life. Okay, my destination at 65, I want $6,000 a month. Okay, so that's a GPS. And then how do you get there? And that's kind of how we show. So we kind of break down financial planning from these awful technology jargon type of words down to something you can understand, a GPS. And of course, I'd be lost without my GPS. Right before the break, we're talking about investors making mistakes when it comes to emotions. And one other thing I just want to say on that, we've seen this over and over again. There's a study by Morningstar. Now, Morningstar actually is very interesting. They've been around a long time. They rate mutual funds and ETFs and stocks 5-star rated all the way down to 1-star rated. But they also do something pretty interesting. They show, let's say, the last 5 years, the fund made 12%, but the average investor made 8%. Like, wait a second. How is that? Wait a second. You're saying that the mutual fund was up 12%, yet the investor was only up 8%? Well, yeah, because they tend to sell at the wrong time. I mean, that's assuming the investor stayed with that fund for, again, I'm making this up, of course, example, 5 years and made 12% per year as an average. But most investors check out at the worst times. And we saw that in March. And now we're seeing that now probably going into the election and what may be a contested election, which may be a very difficult time. And of course, I'll be here Sunday morning to kind of talk you through it. But again, if most people that are in stocks or stock funds should be long term, this too shall pass, as awful as it seems and so forth. But we do have to kind of reflect on what happened in March of this year when the market went way, way, way down. People kind of checked out. And the truth of the matter is, there's something called trim tabs, and it shows the flow of money going in and going out of the stock market. Well, before that, January, February this year, the market was doing great. We had low unemployment, 3.5%. The companies were doing well. And then you think about it, 3.5% unemployment rate was great. At that time, the Dow was at 29,000 and change, an all-time record high. And what did we find? Tens of billions of dollars going into the stock market. Okay, noted. The end of March, when things got really dicey, oh my gosh, and we saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average down to 18,000 and change. Yes, we did that. We did that nice round trip. Guess what happened? Tens of billions of dollars were coming out of the market. So that leads me to believe that most investors really buy high when things are going well, get excited, and put money in the market. And when things turn and get really ugly and people go out of the market. And I'm not suggesting you know, we can time this thing, but I am suggesting that we can mistime it. And that's my number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. Top five things you can do to really louse things up is get emotions in a way. And it's proven by these track records of money flows in the market, out of the market. And historically, like 2008, when the Dow Jones took a trip down to 6,700. Do you remember that, guys? 6,700. Here the Dow's at 27. Well, actually below 27,000 now. But 6,700 and tens of billions of dollars of money were coming out of the market. Next up on the list, stay away from margin. I think you know that already. I'm not going to expand on that concept. But margin is where you actually borrow against your stocks to buy more stocks. Don't do it. It's called leverage. It can cut both ways, but usually cuts against the investor. So stay away from margin. Options, I don't have to spend a lot of time here. So options are kind of short term. They look cheap on paper. Like, oh, I can buy this IBM option for $2. Again, example. But then it expires a couple weeks to zero. Most options expire worthless. I know a lot of people want to dabble in that. If you want to dabble in a small amount for education purposes only, fine. Options, again, unless you're hedging a portfolio, but that's a whole nother segment. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, mistake investors make. Next one, chasing yield. This is a big one, guys and gals. I see so often clients call up, well, I found this real estate investment fund trust thing that pays 16% in dividends. I'm like, okay, that probably lasts about 3 months and they're going to cut the dividend. And the problem about chasing these yields, and they're all out there. You know, there's a whole bunch of these kind of partnerships and things like that, that trading exchange of 12%, 14%. You know, when these companies do cut the dividend, which most of them do, it's running for the exit. So, okay, great. You made 16% in dividends and the ETF or stock, or in this example, let's say REIT, went down 30%. Okay, so you didn't make too much money. I'm not saying there's a high correlation to dividends, because obviously over time, dividends do really well, but that's on your common stock. But some of these things that are out there, be very careful. I think it's a big mistake that investors make investing in these things or these entities that tend to, they pay a 12% dividend and they, gosh, so flashy. And then you get into it and somehow the company needs to cut the dividend. And that's why people are there in the first place. It's run for the exits. And I see people lose half their money by chasing yields, I call it. We'll be right back right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes that you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, mistake investors make, and we all make mistakes, but we're going to fix those right here so you're not making those mistakes going forward. And of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday through this pandemic. What a messy, messy time. Now you just heard from our friend Mike Bennett, offer my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. The first 20 callers will get this book for free, and I know you can do it. 845-371-0101. Get a pen and paper. Come on, let's do this. 845-371-0101. Kind of semi-autobiography with my dad and all the things he had. Gosh, he had a pension, annuity, healthcare, vision, dental. He had all, of course, he complained about his glasses, $5 copay frames, and he got all mad. Oh, I have to pay $5. Dad, you're in a union. Okay, so not your father's retirement. Semi-autobiography about my dad and all the things that he had and things that we don't have now, not your father's retirement, and what we can do to kind of create those things. So again, 845-371-0101. I realize some of you guys are driving, and I realize those who are driving early in the morning, they're probably going to a hospital or doing something meaningful or essential worker. Thank you for all you do, and I really sincerely mean that. So if you're driving, two hands on a wheel when you get back home, go to WHUD.com, which you should go there all the time anyway, for traffic, for weather, for everything that's on there. In the lower right-hand side, you can get that book offer right there, Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, Healthy Happiness Show coming up. And so from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're going to try to make you healthy, wealthy, wise, the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Why not? And of course, on WHD in the morning, I give the Hudson Valley Index Report around 8:25, right after the traffic on the famous, it is famous, Mike and Casey Show. And then at 5:15 on the Andy Bale Show, got you covered there too. Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management, he'll cover the national business news, the index is what they did, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ. local business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created just for you at home. So we got you covered Monday through Friday. Saturday, we take a break, and here we are. We're going to be with you every Sunday morning, especially through this pandemic crisis. More information about what we do and resources, go to MahoneyGPS.com. MahoneyGPS.com. And of course, I give the market recaps early. Now, right before the break, we're talking about, you know, staying away from trouble and staying away from all these type of things that could hurt you. So one of the areas I think is averaging down. Now, let's say you have a stock mutual fund and the market's going poorly. Yeah, averaging down probably makes sense for mutual funds and ETFs. For individual stocks, though, be very careful, because I've seen people that say buy a $20 stock, the XYZ company, and then average down, went down to 15. Oh, buy more 15. Oh, it's doing, buy more 10. Oh, more. You get yourself in a lot of trouble. See where I'm going with this? Quite frankly, if you're in individual stocks and things are going well for you with stocks, I'd actually consider buying on the way up, averaging up if it's working out. So you buy at 20, now it's going to 23, 24. Maybe not buy the same amount of shares you did the first time. Maybe buy a little bit more incrementally. It's going in the right direction for you. Oh, it's going to 26, 28. Buy a little bit more. The key to investing in individual stocks is cut your losses quickly. We'll talk about stop loss orders in a second, as a mistake that people make. But run with your winners as long as you can. It seems like most investors do the opposite. Said they go into a stock. Oh, I'm going to buy a stock for my friend XYZ for a trade at $20 a share. It'll be a quick trade. Then it goes to $10 a share. Oh, no, it's an investment now. You know, okay, well, I thought it was a trade. And the reason why stocks should not go from 20 to 10 is this mistake that investors make. Ready? This should be like a trumpet sound, a little drum roll. Use stop loss orders when you come to using individual stocks. I've seen so many people. Remember Lucent back in the day, a high flyer, $70, $80, $90 a share. Lucent went out of business. And people are like, oh my God, I lost so much money with Lucent, as an example. Yeesh. You shouldn't, you know, somewhere along the way, you should have used a stop loss order. That's all I can say. So, what is a stop loss order? Let's say you do buy a stock at 90. Maybe you put a stop loss order in 85. That's kind of like a circuit breaker. It goes below 85, out. Okay, I know you're not going to like it. It could actually, stock could go higher after that. Who knows? But you know, you lost your 5 points, lost 5-6%, and maybe on to the next idea. Most investors do not use a stop loss order. It's a big mistake that investors make. And I know for working with institutions and pensions, and I know someone very closely as an advisor to Mahoney Asset Management, he's on our website, who managed $10.5 billion. Now, you don't do that because you're good at buying things. You do that because you have a very good sell discipline as well. So that'd be very careful. When you buy individual stocks, I would suggest using a stop loss order on some or all of the shares as a way to try to make this more of a science-like approach than getting emotions involved, as we said, which was number one mistake investors make. Now, you have to avoid that round trip. The round trip is you buy a stock at 20, goes up to 28, 30. You don't take partial profits. Take some profits, guys. Okay, let's say 100 shares. Then maybe take 25, 30 shares when it's going really well. That lowers your cost basis. But again, if you buy a stock at 20, let's say it goes up to 30, you don't do anything, and it goes back to 20, we call that a round trip, and that's not cool. So if you buy some stock at 20 and it goes up to 26, 28, take a little bit off the table. Again, remember, we said we're going to run with the winners, but you do want to take some partial profits because it lowers your cost basis overall. That's a mistake I see investors make, the so-called round trip. And the round trip sometimes comes by. You buy a stock at 20, goes all the way up to 40, and you call your accountant, and your accountant says, oh, no, don't sell. You're going to pay taxes. You're going to... Look, you hope to go to your accountant at the end of the year, and your accountant says you owe $1 million in taxes. That means you made $2 million. So again, I push back on accountants sometimes because the goal is to try and make money. We'll deal with the taxes later. But to buy a stock at 20, let's say it goes to 40. Again, this is hypothetical. You don't sell it because your accountant says, no, you're going to have a $20,000 gain. You bought 1,000 shares. Great deal. No, you're going to have a capital gain. Okay. And the stock goes back to 20. Well, you don't have to worry about a capital gain. You don't have to worry about taxes. You just did what they call a round trip. I wish I had some noisemakers. That would be really kind of good at this point. That's called a round trip. Out of favor stocks, I think, is a mistake. It's like, I don't know, it's like quicksand. I don't want to give examples, but you know them in the Hudson Valley. You know some of these stocks for 10 years have been doing horrible, and you're trying to buy them. I'd rather buy stocks that are doing well. In fact, I could challenge you. If you actually have an old newspaper in your garage, let's say 3 or 4 or 5 months old, and you find those stocks making new highs at that time and stocks making new lows at that time, months later you find that most of those stocks are making new highs, continue to make new highs, and those stocks that make new lows, generally speaking, continue to make new lows. Sometimes I also see when the mistake is over diversifying, having like 19 different funds and 25 different stocks. It's hard to manage, hard to understand that. So if you do that, you should purge those every now and then, find the ones that are working the best and stay with those. But I know someone told us about diversification, but don't go crazy. You don't need to have 30 different funds and 40 different stocks. I see that a lot. Try to consolidate those to the best scores. Well, God, time goes by so fast. Again, I hope you enjoyed today's topic, Mistake Investors Make. We'll revisit this topic again at some point. But until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.